worst I've seen.
What's going on?
Oh, the humanity.
This is insane.
I'm in fear for my safety.
Look at it.
Five.
It's coming this way.
I can't believe it's come to this.
Four.
Is anybody hurt?
Somebody do something.
Make it stop.
Three.
I can't look away.
No. No.
Get out of the way.
Two.
Get down.
Take cover.
It's here. It's here.
And now, we bring you your weekly waste of time, featuring Crisco.
Good to get gooder.
Kara.
Oh, I had a hamburger for lunch.
Yeah,
come
right.
on down and smell my breath.
Mickey.
I energy just fine without it.
And Lazy E.
Anthropomorphic.
It's the best mistake ever. Welcome to a freak accident.
Let's go!
The gate is down. We are off to the races again on A Freak Accident. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey.
Oh, look at that. We all did the roundtable introduction. It took no coaching. We are professionals.
That's right. Wow.
Welcome to our podcast. It is the best mistake ever. And our website, in case you'd like to learn more, is afreakaccident.com. And you can also send an email to us, freaks@afreakaccident.com, if you'd like to get really intimately in touch with us that way. We give that to you as an option. Karen's got plenty of ways to get intimately in touch with people, as we learned in our Instagram Live, which you would have seen if you follow us on Instagram.
But you can watch it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still there. Yeah. So find that at our website, too. There's those links as well.
There's those links.
There's those links.
We
as
got
well.
There those links.
The links are up on the page. You can go there and do the thing.
Crisco also can't speak on the Instagram.
Listen, it has been a long couple of weeks for me. It was a long day today. I am exhausted. Where I work during the day, there's a whole lot of COVID related stuff going on.
Of course
on,
there so, is.
Yeah, just dealing with that. I am happy to say though that Hello Nurse got her second dose
Ooh.
Of the Pfizer vaccine today.
Ooh.
So
my mom got the Moderna
or what, oh.
yeah. She got the first shot and then they already had to give her a booster for it.
Really?
Yeah, they said that they need boosters now for the Moderna.
Right, well, that I read because apparently the Moderna vaccine doesn't quite square up against those new variants as well as the Pfizer does.
Yeah.
So Moderna developed a booster to combat against that.
So you have to get three from Moderna.
Well, I mean, boosters are probably going to be the name of the game moving
mm-hmm.
forward. Like every couple of years, we're probably going to need to get a new booster for to combat this thing. I mean, it is what it is. But I'm happy because I mean, frankly, that was like a huge weight on my shoulders for the last 12 months because she has some pre-existing conditions.
Right,
she does. Enough so that like. It was extremely likely that if she had caught it, that it would have done some serious damage, if not worse than that. So
right.
for me to be able to just kind of like not
yeah.
have to worry about that yeah. is like a huge, it's like I feel like I'm breathing for the first time in about a year, which is good, you know, so that's cool. Lazy E's fatness has not yet delivered him to the promised land.
I have cultivated such a mass just to get this shot early. I have spent years for this moment and nothing, but I did
no appreciation for this man.
I did get on the waiting list for 1C, the grouping in Pennsylvania, the 1C grouping.
Oh, okay.
So I'm in the list now.
So they got in there like C's like first responders, essential workers, fatties.
No, media.
Oh,
suck
yeah, right.
it.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
That's
yeah,
right.
I forgot that.
So I got in through that, so I just have to wait it out now.
Well, I mean, they're saying, like, I guess the one, I mean, not to make this all about vaccines again, but, like, the one company was working on one, and it sucked.
Yeah.
So they decided, all right, we're not going to keep pursuing this. Instead, we're going to help Pfizer make, like, millions more vaccines, which I'm like, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks
sure.
for that.
Did you hear about Budweiser and Pepsi? They pulled their ads from the Super Bowl. They're not going to do any in donating all that money to COVID relief.
No. Oh, all right.
So all the money that they were going to do on commercials, they're now going to do for that.
Good. I wish like more companies would follow suit.
Yeah.
Especially because the commercials have sucked the last couple years.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine in like a COVID world
no.
that any of those commercials are going to be any good.
Well, Sam Adams is throwing shade already to Budweiser. They're stealing the Clydesdales for their commercial.
That doesn't make sense, but okay.
What do you mean? They're taking the Clydesdales from their the Budweiser commercials and using it in the Sam Adams commercial.
Right. My point being, that doesn't make sense because they're the Budweiser Clydesdales.
Are they going to do it like as if it's like from Paul Revere times and they're riding the Clydesdales?
They're going to shoot them.
Oh, no.
The British are coming.
Go drink Budweiser. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
I guess I come from the standpoint where it's like, I don't see how it benefits you to incorporate an image that is so, like, ingrained in the consciousness of people related to your competition. Like,
You're right. People are going to think of Budweiser when they see it.
That's like
it.
What we used to talk about when we were on the radio. You know what I mean? Like, do you talk about the other station? No. You ignore them and do what you do best.
Yep.
Like, that's kind of what, you know, should be the thing.
Sam Adams kills Clydesdales. That's going to be their new campaign.
Brutal. I like it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of new, Kara's Barstool sports money has been rolling in because she just bought herself a brand new car.
No. I'm using that for my plane. That's not for the car. You got that wrong. I'm saving that up for the private jet.
Yeah, the Gulfstream.
Yeah,
she's in with Vanderwheel.
I'm not using that on a car. Get out of here.
Is your plane going to have a propeller on the front?
Sure, why not?
All right, cool. Going old school with it. I like it. So what is this new vehicle?
It is a Chevy Trailblazer, and it's...
Well, aren't you the Trailblazer?
But let me tell you, this is what's really great about this car. Not only is it 3 years newer than my other car, but I'm
saving.
You're
gonna say it's 3 years newer, as in like 3 years in the future.
She got it from the future.
It's 2025.
I got the 2025.
I'm saving like $150 a month. I'm actually paying less for a newer car.
Wow.
How do you not do that, right? Especially in COVID world when you're not working. So that
good
was
point.
I actually was forced to get a new car.
Oh,
so
your life
to
is
save
so
money.
Terrible.
I know.
Wow,
it was awful.
What an awful circumstance. So yeah. I feel so bad for you.
So impressed though, because now I'm saving money. I'm impressed with myself. I rigged a good deal there.
So she's making money off that. She's making money off of her feet pictures, as I learned in the Instagram Live.
That's helping.
She's got the Barstool sports money coming in.
For my Gulfstream.
Yeah. You're gonna have that Gulfstream in no time.
You know what's going to happen?
We're going to talk about this jokingly. Then it's going to be feet pictures in the sky.
They're going to hear it, and I'm going to get in trouble because we've been joking about it, and everyone's going to be mad at me.
I guarantee that El Presidente has much better things to do than listen to a freak accident.
I am tagging him on every show from now on until he listens.
That's cool. What year is it?
It's a 2021.
It's like it's 2021, idiot.
That's what year it is.
I meant her car.
Yeah, it is a 2021.
Oh, so it is like a brand new vehicle. Oh, wow. Yeah, wouldn't know what that's like. I'm driving a 2006.
Yeah, but didn't Hello Nurse just get a new car?
Yeah, she did. Well, she got a newer car.
Oh, okay, she didn't get brand new
hers
either.
Is a 2010, yeah. She had an 04. We got her a 2010, you know. But she does home health, so she drives a lot.
Yep.
This one that we got, though, like, was barely driven at all.
Nice.
So, like, even though it's, like, 10 years old, it's, like, fresh off the lot, and it drives like it, too.
Good.
There's really no way to explain that other than if you've ever driven a brand new car, it just,
it's different,
mm-hmm. you know, so yeah, that's cool. Good for you. It's really nice.
You seem like, good for you.
It is a nice,
it
nice
is nice.
Vehicle.
It's smaller than my other one. I don't need that big of a vehicle. So
now,
by the way, when I pulled in, I hit some sort of red car.
Better gas mileage.
I was going to say that those newer, like, is that like a mid-size SUV?
It's like a mid-size SUV, but I'm going to get like 35 to 40 miles to the gallon.
It looks
in
like
that
a car?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, the newer things are very fuel efficient.
Really?
Yeah, cuz they're working up to being, you know, I forget what the line is there for fuel efficiency for, like, what, 2024
or
something.
Yeah, I think it has to be like 40 miles a gallon or something.
I'm
going to
save the money on the payments, I'm going to save the money on the gas all around.
Just, everything's coming up Millhouse over in Carrotown.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I'm not upset about this matrix.
Did your interest rate also go down?
It's like the same. I mean, it's like about the same. I haven't, it's like evened out basically, but.
So your matrix swirl is pretty sweet right now. So you might be getting bored and wanting to pull the plug.
I
want to
pull the plug right out of the back of my, oh God, that's the grossest part of that movie.
Oh yeah.
Pulling the plug out
when
of
they
his
pull
brain.
It out of his brain because it's like a giant I don't know. What is it? And it pulls out of his brain. It's gross. I can't.
Yeah, it's like a big long fingery thing that goes like right up into his eye hole.
That just.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It has to.
Sorry,
like, it's
I had
like
to go
this. It's like this long. It's like. It's
gross.
It goes like, what is it?
Yeah.
Touch the inside of your forehead from the back?
I don't know. And then the sound in the movie, it's like. It's so gross.
If you want to hear more of those sounds, go to Kara's only fan page.
Well, I was just going to say, Kara also has an ASMR page now, too, where she makes the,
I don't know
the,
why I'm here.
She makes the knife going into the brain socket from the Matrix sounds for everybody who's
sure,
into that.
That's
I'll
the
never
sound.
Learn. I will never learn my lesson.
Nope. Yeah, does this help you get to sleep?
Oh,
again, not the sound I'm thinking, but okay.
Man, Kara, you got so many irons and so many fires.
I do.
It's cray. It's absolutely outrageous.
I know.
Lots of streams of income over here.
The entrepreneur.
Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, Mickey's got a new haircut. Or did you just?
I think it's down.
It's down, and okay. I remembered to shave the sides of my head finally.
Okay, yeah.
Because the koosh ball effect was going on, and I couldn't deal with it anymore.
She gets. If you actually look back on our Instagram, which again, the link is available in the contact page at freakaccident.com, there's an old picture of Mickey when because she had shaved her head straight up bald a couple years ago, and when it grows in, it literally just grows straight out in all directions like an afro.
Yep. Koosh ball hair.
Yeah, she looked like she stuck her tongue in an electrical socket.
Aw. Yeah, it's
she was,
rough.
She was our personal Albert Einstein. It was nice.
Yeah.
Sweet.
No. Yeah, the freshly shaven sides.
Freshly shaven sides.
Is what did it for me. It's what I noticed. So, yeah.
No, except when it's freshly shaven, the problem is I had my hair in a braid all day like I normally do, except because I'm at work all day and I have my hood up because it's cold.
Right.
It eventually Velcros to the side of my head.
Oh.
So I was like, okay. I'm like, either I try to fix this or I just take it all down. So I just took it all down.
So, like, if you just, like, let that go, like, straight down and it's not, like combed back, is that going to just look like normal long hair?
Yeah. If I part my hair, it looks like I have a full head of hair.
Hmm. Crazy.
Yeah, you can't tell. I have way too much hair in my
head. You know what that is? It's diversity. She has so many looks that she's ready to, you know, put into play at any given second.
She's ready to murder and hide.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Seriously.
Witness protection. She's ready to go.
Yeah, she's like one of those like Mission Impossible people. You know what I mean? Like they off somebody and then they disappear into the crowd. You know what I mean?
Yep.
New set of glasses.
Yep.
Hood goes up. You know, hair
can't
comes down over the face. All of a sudden, she's a completely different person.
Yeah.
It's wild. Yeah.
Fancy.
She could also like spike it straight up and get like a Pebble Flintstone look too going on if she was.
Would
looking
it stay
at
up?
That.
It's really long. What you think it would?
A lot of hair glue, but it will. Yeah,
or just regular glue, Gorilla
glue. Ooh, well, guess what?
Super
guess
Bowl
what?
Bet.
Super Bowl bet is going to be hairstyles, maybe.
No,
I don't think Kara would enjoy that.
Look at it.
I don't know. Maybe I'd be okay. Notice the grays at my part right here today. I think I'd be good.
I can actually see them rapidly expanding in real time.
It's bad. More and more and more just as we're talking.
I don't know. Especially after that face that she just made, which was like the most like apprehensive smile I think I've ever seen.
I was like, yeah, let's do it. Please, no.
I love this plan, you guys.
I'll do your haircut.
Great idea.
Last year's makeup challenge, I did great with that.
Yeah.
Give me a pair of scissors.
Remember the dirty beard?
It was awful.
Again, only at our OnlyFans page. The dirty beard.
Dirty.
It before or after the pudding stop.
Okay.
All right. Okay, fine.
Okay, all
We're
right.
We're moving on into Showtown now as we
Showtown.
Begin talking about the things that we got on the show. Yeah,
Showtown
I said
gonna have
things.
Jazz hands.
The things.
You want jazz hands on Showtown? There's some jazz hands
Showtown.
Showtown. Showtown. So we've got a bunch. This is like the most fascinating thing that has happened in recent memory. A bunch of Reddit trolls may have bankrupted a huge Wall Street trust fund.
Interesting.
All right.
I mean, kind of cool.
Also known as just any other Wednesday in Biden's America.
Oh, there's been like two Wednesdays.
Oh, man.
One Wednesday.
We've got a woman who caught her husband in a picture with another woman and reacted like any sane person would by stabbing him. but she might have made a terrible mistake.
A really terrible mistake.
Okay.
We'll get to that. We've got a brutally honest menu from a Chinese restaurant that went viral for incredible reasons. We have a listener active where we will get your way in on a most important of questions. I'm sure nobody overcomplicated it at all. Mm-mm. I'm sure that didn't happen. Not with our listeners.
I don't think they did.
Actually, I overcomplicated it a lot trying to figure out my answer. Yeah, you're going to be so mad at me today.
Yeah, no, we are.
And if we have time, we'll get to a list of the biggest pet peeves that we all have.
Well, the pet peeves, the biggest pet peeves across the United States.
Oh. Mm. Is it state specific?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I can't wait to find out what Pennsylvania's pet peeve is. I'm sure it's something completely unimpressive and probably stupid.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait to see what Florida's is. All the weird stuff they do, what is going to bother them?
Yeah, that's
good point, my friend. We'll get to that and more in this episode of A Freak Accident.
If you need to listen to A Freak Accident, we've got what you need.
Oh, perfect.
You can find us on iTunes, the TuneIn Radio app, Spreaker, Your Nightmares, the Stitcher Radio app, pretty much every other podcast app, or wherever podcasts are downloaded. So pick one. We don't care which one. Just make sure you're listening.
Could have been on Wall Street.
Yeah. So the most ridiculous thing has now happened. Now I will freely admit that I know nothing about stunks.
Mm-mm, neither.
Nothing at all. I have some stunks.
Dude, that's the meme, stunks. Yeah. So I mean I have like a 401k, but
oh no, I have like
invest?
I've had investments since I was I think 13.
Do you pay attention to individual stunks?
you're really just blowing my mind with that word.
I mean, like, I had like stock in Disney when I was younger, but like a family member bought it for me as like a birthday present or something. The one year it was like one of my uncles.
And you didn't keep it?
Well, no, because it was like I don't know what it was, because it cashed out automatically after years.
Gotcha.
So you've had that, but like you're not a day trader though. Like
oh,
you don't
no,
like
no. I have.
You're not like calling your stockbroker, like you know. Oh yes, buy this immediately.
Buy. Sell.
I have with one of the big agencies that do it. They handle it, and it's like mutual funds, and
right.
Like, it's a bunch of them that are clumped into one type of deal.
Right, so that's kind of like a 401k sort of similar in execution. I say that knowing nothing about stocks.
No, it isn't.
It's a mutual fund, right?
Yeah, a mutual fund. There's some that are some random ones that are put together.
You have a stock portfolio is what you have.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Ah, so Mickey, you do know things about stocks, though, don't you?
I do. Yeah,
so I figured if anybody would on here it would be her.
Yeah.
You know, cuz she's a business-minded person. So maybe this will make sense to you.
Excellent.
Cuz as I was following this today,
how did this happen?
Well I have like a very rudimentary understanding of the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what most of the terms mean. That's why people are explaining this stuff and I'm like, this all makes some
gibberish. It's gibberish.
It really is. And I mean, I've never really understood the stock market to begin with or I mean, I understand
it's high-end gambling.
Well, that's really
right? Okay.
And that's why it doesn't make much sense to me, because like, and I've always said, like, I understand the idea of having shares and ownership of a company. Like I said, a very rudimentary understanding. But it's kind of like, it's always sort of not made sense to me that, like, company A could make widgets, and they could be the best widgets ever, and everybody buys their stock, and, like, their stock price goes up, 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 and, like, you know, everything's doing great. And then one day, you know, Larry Goldwater or whoever or whoever decides, I don't believe in these widgets anymore, and sells all of his stock. And then a bunch of other people see that somebody just sold off a bunch of stock and they panic and they sell. And then it's a chain reaction and that company goes out of business after having not changed the way that they do business at all, because a bunch of weirdos speculated against them. They tank. Mm-hmm. That has always kind of like not made any sense to me.
That's on the business end of things. That's
you see what I'm saying, though.
No, I understand where the confusion comes in.
Yeah. But that being said, this situation kind of follows exactly what I'm talking about, okay. Where things that should not make sense happen anyway. Mm-hmm. But Mickey, I want you to maybe explain this in layman's terms.
I will try.
Specifically for me, but also for Kara, for me and Kara.
Not for me, but I would like to hear you do the layman's terms.
Yes.
So these guys have to figure it out.
Right, yeah. Not for him.
Yeah.
Wagging the pinky.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, pinky and thumbing it.
And for any
again,
listeners.
On my OnlyFans page.
And for any listeners who don't understand. Jeez. So apparently, there was a I'm going to try and summarize this in the best way I understand. There was a hedge fund.
Okay,
a massive hedge fund on Wall Street.
Sonic the Hedgehog Fund?
Yes. That's the one. Okay. No, it was literally just like it's a bunch of hedges, like you know, you have like in your garden.
Okay. I know stuff.
That makes more sense. Right, yeah, obviously.
So it was somebody has money buried under my hedge, mm-hmm, and then that money equates to stock somehow.
Right.
So anyway,
right.
So there was a hedge fund.
Yeah,
Mickey's like, oh my god.
Or it's one of those hedges where like the leaves are money.
Oh, know? Right,
hedge
right,
fund,
right. Yeah,
you know, you just got to go out and cut the branches off, and you got yourself a hedge fund.
So
a hedge fund was shorting a stock.
Okay.
They were short selling a stock.
Right.
Specifically, it was GameStop.
Yep.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah.
So GameStop, they were essentially, as I understand it, what shorting is they were betting on GameStop's stock going down.
Right.
Okay.
At the same time that they invested in this short.
Right.
A bunch of Reddit users collaborated to buy all of the GameStop stock.
To make it go up. Oh,
and
no.
They virtually bankrupted this hedge fund to the point where they needed to go to other, like, Wall Street dealers and things like that to secure a loan in excess of $1 billion to try and shore up their losses.
I know a guy
that makes sense.
That got wind of this happening while it was happening.
Mm-hmm.
In 15 minutes, he made $200.
Sure. So wait, when they're shorting a stock, that means they're...
So this is like... Okay, so you can buy a stock. There are multiple levels within buying a stock. So some stocks have dividends, which mm-hmm. are a safer, less risky way of using the stock market. There's shorting. There is... Well, I forget what the other two are. But essentially, it is like the riskiest part of the stock market.
Okay.
So you're essentially betting not only on your stock, but against the
everybody.
Business and right and the people that have stock within that company.
Gotcha.
So if you have shareholders that have all in a hedge fund grouped together and mm-hmm. said, hey, we think this is going to go this way, and they all do it together like that, and somebody catches wind like mm-hmm. what happened, and it goes the other way. Now, we didn't have this 20, 30 years ago because we didn't have the internet.
Gotcha.
So now you got people that are going, no. Yeah, you can't do it that
way.
We're
going to fix it. Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's exactly what they fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have a breakdown, a kind of layman's terms breakdown from Twitter user Camster999.
Oh, boy.
That's where I go for all my stock updates.
A bunch of hedge funds made huge bets that GameStop. I keep doing that. GameStop stock would drop and basically bankrupt. They borrowed stock and sold it, mm-hmm. hoping to buy it back later at a lower price. That's shorting.
Right.
Correct?
Okay.
So many people did it that they borrowed and sold the equivalent of about 125% of all the shares. A bunch of individual investors on a Reddit forum called Wall Street Bets That's the Reddit forum. Thought they could work together and drive up the stock price.
Sure.
That would force the hedge funds to buy back their shares as their losses increased. So they used the hedge funds against themselves. Mm. As the internet guys pushed up the stock a little, hedge funds started buying back the shares to return the borrowed shares they sold off earlier. There were not enough shares, though, so the demand was higher than supply, squeezing the shorts and driving up the stock.
Oh my gosh.
As the initial short sellers covered their positions and got out, more short sellers saw the price increase and realized that the stock was overvalued. So they shorted the stock, too. Then the buyers hit the stock again and squeezed the new short sellers, driving it up more. At this point, people are figuring out there is money to be made buying GameStop in this short squeeze and frenzy, and a frenzy ensues. So it became a war between short sellers and buyers. Melvin Capital was the hedge fund.
Okay.
They needed $2.5 billion in bailouts from friends in order to shore up their losses.
Oh, my God.
What?
That's what I mean. This is insane. These people... These Reddit users, essentially, now the interesting thing is a lot of them were in that Reddit subreddit posting like victory posts.
Oh, sure,
like
absolutely.
Like, one guy was like, here's the friggin' receipt from when I just paid off my student loans because he had made like in excess of $25,000.
Oh,
the one guy's like, I'm giving $1,000 to St. Jude's for every single, you know, time the stock goes up another 10%.
Right.
So it's like whatever it was. It's like all sorts of stuff like that going on.
But these are people that are literally sitting there all day long watching this go on.
But literally, they almost bankrupted one of the biggest hedge funds on Wall Street. To the point where, and the best part, though, is these people were then screaming, they shouldn't be allowed to do this. We need more regulations. And I'm like, yeah, that's the answer. Somebody beat you at your own game and beat you real bad because you were maybe betting in a way that you shouldn't have been, and it came back to finally bite you. And the little guy beat the big money elite for a change.
Yeah, because the big guy usually beats down the little guy in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
I'm not shedding a tear for the hedge fund.
Meanwhile, the people at GameStop are like, we're doing great!
Yeah.
We're doing great!
Well, that was the thing. Somebody pointed out, they're like, can you imagine if like the stoners who work behind the counter at GameStop have any clue what's happening right now?
No.
It's like their retirement package is just like shooting into the stratosphere with rocket boosters, and they're just like, I don't know, I guess I could give you $5 for that game. I mean, this is crazy though, but yeah, this like caused like an upheaval across all of Wall Street,
sure,
which is hysterical. And there were rumors, now there was some conjecture that this had to do with like these hedge fund people and these Wall Street elites were trying to go into that Reddit board and get people to divest from GameStop and then invest elsewhere. But there was rumors that they were also doing the same thing with AMC theaters, which like led, there was a bunch of great memes. Like the one was like Charlie Sheen in a business suit, like sitting at a desk. It was like, I have a client who's interested in 10,000 shares of Toys R Us. So yeah, this is just, like I said, as someone who like doesn't understand a lot of this stuff, it is just fascinating to me the idea that like a bunch of little guys took out this big giant.
I mean,
well deserved too.
They have been freaking out probably for the last 5 or 6 years. Hedge funds were never something you really wanted to get involved in. I mean, there were all sorts of scams years ago, but now we have everything on our phones.
Yeah.
And they are really starting to educate the little guy on how the stock market works.
Well, yeah.
Well, like I
and
said,
now
there
they're freaking out.
There was that guy. I know. He literally made $200, 15 minutes, and he doesn't have anybody. He did it on his phone. And he said it was the easiest $200 he's ever made.
Yeah, there you go.
But that's the thing. It can get
mattress
addicting, you know, because it is gambling at the end of the day.
Right, yeah.
You know, as much as you want to say it's not as risky, it's still gambling.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to still be smart with how you're handling
it. Well, that's the thing. And that's the thing I don't understand. You know, it's like there's a lot of it where I'm just like, it doesn't make sense. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like I'm just throwing money in, literally into a slot machine and hoping mm-hmm. that it comes up cherries, you know?
Kind of, but not really.
Well,
yeah.
That's the thing. I know there's, like, ways for you to analyze the market and you look at things, and I know
like
there
I said,
are people...
the safest way to go about it is to going with stocks that have dividends, right. where, you know, you yeah. know that you're going to make at least a little bit. And, you know, you go into things that are useful, like power and, you know, overseas stocks are great to start with.
Well, is that like what a 401k does? Don't they sort of invest in some stocks?
They do for you, right.
Right, for
you,
right.
But they have to guarantee
a certain amount. The safer way of doing it, sort of.
You could go high risk, though, in a 401k.
You can, right. Absolutely.
And especially at our ages,
yeah,
going high
probably
risk is actually a smarter
okay.
idea.
Yeah, well, maybe at your age.
Listen to all these
hair.
People.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Kara, I forgot. She's.
I like, can't go high risk. I got gray hair up here.
Yeah, she's got one foot in the grave and the other one on her OnlyFans page. Uh huh.
Breaking Kara.
Listen, that's nice. I'm sure there's things for that too. But there's a
so glad I was here tonight.
You can't say things around us. You should know this by now.
Sentence.
Yeah, right.
Anyway.
That was a normal sentence. Got so high pitched there.
I don't know why she turned into like a woman named Margebell, but you know, surprising to me. Up next, a woman stabbed her husband after she caught him in a picture with another woman, but might have been a terrible mistake. It's on next on A Freak Accident.
A Freak Accident. It's like a dumpster fire scented air freshener. There's absolutely no point.
I'd like to, if it's cool with Jake and Jack, I'd like to address the Juggalos.
How dare you?
What are you talking about? This is a masterpiece of our time. It's called I Stab People.
When did it... What?
This is the Juggalos, man.
This is the Insane Clown Posse. Oh. That's what's playing right now.
Oh! Yeah!
Yeah, that's great.
Well, that
that's
did
great.
Not disappoint.
Yeah, nope.
No.
No, 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 no. It did. It absolutely did.
Yeah, we just played that on this podcast. Yeah,
I'm not thrilled about that.
I am,
you know what? There's no coming back from that either.
We've played Miracles, too, so that means we've played two Insane Clown Posse songs on this podcast.
Well, I wish I was this husband in this
Do
story
not
then.
Support it.
This is from,
oh, this shut up, is, you juggalo.
This
no,
is from
no.
Yucatan Magazine. We take you to Cajeme, Sonora, Mexico.
I love your accent.
I'm sure all of the
you
Hispanic people, all of the Hispanic people listening to this podcast right now, I'm sure completely agree with you. There's a woman in this town who's only been identified as Leonora. Lenora? Maybe that's Lenora.
Lenora.
But Leonora? See, I'm trying to be too fancy
yeah,
with my...
Really
yeah,
my,
it's Lenora.
Lenora, okay. This sounds like a Mexican soap opera already.
Leonora.
This sounds like a Mexican soap opera.
Yeah, a novella.
Yeah. This is like Lucha Underground season 4. Yeah. So Lenora, she was recently scrolling through her husband Juan's cell phone. See, I said Juan. So she's
even if it's right, I'm going to make a face at him now.
We have Leonora and Juan.
Yeah. So Lenora was scrolling through her husband Juan's cell phone, and she spotted a bunch of pictures of him with some younger woman.
Oh, no.
So, of course,
dun, dun, dun.
This being a Mexican soap opera, she stabbed him.
That's the next sentence?
I assume that is the next sentence in the story. I assume she asked no questions, told no lies. She just grabbed the nearest bladed object
what?
And drove it into him.
No questions asked.
Okay. Righteous, no, not okay. It's not okay.
Righteous that... indignation.
Wow.
Maybe.
Blee, blee, blah, blah, blue. I could do that, too.
Those were words that I said.
I know. I was just.
I don't know what blah, 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 it was.
I didn't say that. I said blee, blee, blah, blah, blue.
Oh, you mean, okay, never mind.
Your accent again, getting in the way.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And how dare I say blah, 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 which is obviously something from your OnlyFans. So I'm just going to leave that alone.
I love how it just went to Carol.
I know.
It skipped right over me. It's great.
Yeah, it's fine.
Thanks
you
for
know.
The support, I love man. It.
So anyway, she you know, gave him a little shanky shank. He managed to grab the knife from her and then told her that the woman in the pictures.
This is great. Wait, let it settle. We all know what happened. He had a younger photo with younger woman in the photo with him. She stabbed him over it because obviously he's cheating.
Obviously, that's the first thing to do, right?
And then
he explained to her that the woman in the pictures was her.
Oh, what?
It was a younger picture of her.
She recognized herself? What?
He apparently he did some sort of he did some sort of photo editing magic. He took some of their old photos from back when they were younger, and he digitized some of them. So like I guess like they had like you know either a Polaroid or a hard copy picture, and he digitized them and had them on his phone, and she didn't recognize herself.
Oh my gosh!
My question is, how bad did she age and how good did he age?
Right.
He doesn't look any different.
That's just
but
it.
She must look good.
That's why she was mad.
Yeah.
And you know what? You age better than me.
It's either that or like, you know, a lot of makeup in her older years. You know, she's used to seeing that in the mirror. Maybe many bouts of cosmetic surgery. We don't know.
Maybe she turned into an uggo.
It could have happened, you know. Maybe she was
uggo.
Ugly.
Uggo.
Maybe yeah. She was an uggo and turned into a
no.
A swan.
Uggo.
She would not have been mad about a ugly younger girl hanging out with the guy. It was a much prettier girl.
I don't know. She sounds pretty sassy to me. She probably would have stabbed him regardless.
Sassy would be the least way to say it. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Really? So what happened? I'm so excited about this because that sounds terrible.
Well, she was arrested and charges are pending. That's basically the end of the story.
There's no other explanation about why she rushed to stab him?
My guess is divorce is also pending.
She sounds to me like the kind of person who, like, if he would have left a little bit of milk in the milk carton,
he would have been stabbed.
Yeah, she would have stabbed. She would have dropped like a toaster on his head over that.
That sounds like my ex.
Oh,
if I was hanging out with a girl that was a friend, there would be questions immediately. Like this podcast,
well, questions
right here.
Though. Questions though. I mean, this is stabbing.
Well, Lazy E used to work for a nationally syndicated morning radio show.
Yeah,
and like I'm just picturing in my head, like, who's this woman in your pictures? It's like,
yeah,
Kelly. Like you know, like we work together. Like you know, she's on the show.
Yeah, no, it was just like that. Except I didn't get stabbed.
I can't even imagine. Can you even think in your mind about what would make you drive you to stab someone?
Where
over
else
a
would
picture?
She think?
I'm just saying. Well,
can
I
you
don't
think
know.
In your mind?
Men think in different places. So.
I think in my ears. Oh, please, you pig.
OnlyFans. OnlyFans. Slash. Backslash. I don't know. I have to think of a name for it.
This is becoming canon now. This is a part of reality. Now.
Yep.
Yeah. We've made it. It's made it into the freak accident lore. It's wonderful. So yeah, definitely the way to react to that. Yeah,
Kara's
sure.
Cuties. That's the name of her fans.
End it.
End it. Yeah. She's going to stab you, man, and you're going to have nobody to blame but yourself. Up next, a viral Chinese restaurant menu. Why did it go viral? You'll figure out why.
You gotta know when to hold them, when to fold them, when to walk away, and when to run. On second thought, forget all that. Just rob the table and take what's yours. This is a freak accident.
Geisha music?
It's a Chinese restaurant. They play this stuff
they
in the
do.
Restaurant if you've ever eaten there.
This is actually a soundtrack, I think, for a Chinese restaurant.
He's like, what music can we get for the Chinese menu segment? How about this one? It's called Chinese Restaurant.
It works.
It could be an Insane Clown Posse song, so I'm not gonna.
No, it's better. Yeah. It's better.
Believe me, nobody's gonna be offended by this because after ICP, anything is better.
True.
True.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This really, don't be so hard on yourself, all right? So there is a Chinese restaurant in Montreal. That's Montreal, Quebec, Canada, yes. I would assume. There isn't no other Montreal.
Montreal, Florida.
Never know.
Play the song about Montreal. Montreal. I'm a dreamer. Montreal.
What?
So,
did you just make that up?
There is. It's a Groucho Marx.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
There is a Chinese restaurant called Aunt Dai? Or Aunt Day?
Dai, probably.
D-A-I.
I think that's Dai.
Okay. So that is the restaurant that we're going to now, which has gone viral because of their menu.
Okay.
Now, their menu is apparently very unique. This is the owner's words with regard to some of these dishes. Okay, there are four highlighted dishes in this tweet. From the girl's name is Bagel of Death.
I gotta start following her.
Owner's words: little bit spicy, more flavor of cumin, very tasty. We used to have the beef pieces on small sticks, but several customers cut their lips by it, thinking it was some hard ingredient. They must have had watches some shows about weird Chinese food. To avoid incidents like this, no more sticks. Some good infusion from the overly fried onion slices, which you can eat.
This is on the menu.
This is what? Oh, this is printed on the menu?
Yep, definitely yes. Recommended this.
Oh my gosh, why?
So I'm just going to know, is there any Chinese food place around here that serves beef teriyaki?
Like probably.
Like on a stick,
is
right?
That yes. What this
yeah.
was? Yes. Is that what he was
describing?
That
is what he's referring to okay. as beef teriyaki. Yet I have yet to find it at any of our local ones, but he that is
probably.
What it is.
I think I would think so.
So this is orange beef is the next dish.
Okay.
Owner's words. Comparing to our General Tso chicken, this one is not that good.
Murderer would agree.
Anyway, I am not big fan of North American Chinese food, and it's your call.
What? I love that.
Again, on his menu.
Yeah. This man or woman is just bearing their soul to whoever their customers are, and I am here
for
it.
Very truthful.
I love it.
Yeah.
Let's see. This looks like... This dish is described as follows. Ingredients: pork, wood ear, bamboo shoots, green peppers, red peppers. Owner's words: this is the number one choice dish ordered by Chinese customers across whole China, according to an internet survey, and I totally believe that. When I was China and went to a restaurant, I always ordered this dish. It's so popular that it has so many different versions in China. Since I have so high expectation on this dish, I am not a huge fan for our version, to be honest. But don't get me wrong. The plate at our restaurant is very tasty, too.
Oh.
It's just different from those where I went to university.
So he's telling you, if you go to China, you're going to get a better one.
Right.
But this one's okay.
Yeah, this one's all right. It ain't as good as what you get in China, but
It'll
we're doing
do.
Our best.
Yeah.
It's still real good. You'll like it regardless.
It's all right.
So I love it.
Oh, my gosh.
Owner's words on the satay sauce beef.
Oh, no.
This is new on our menu. I did not have chance to try this one yet.
Now, mind you, he printed a menu with this.
This is the best part.
Why didn't he try it before he printed the menu?
Why not? According to a lot of customers, this one is very popular. I still don't have chance to taste it.
What?
Looks like I should spend more time eating in my own restaurant.
Oh, they got better. The first one was like, but the last three were pretty good.
You weren't sure where
it
was going with that first one, but now you're figuring it out.
Yeah.
There's actually two
more
here.
Oh, there's two. Okay.
Ingredients in this one: potatoes, chili, vinegar. Owner's words: this plate will show you how Chinese cuisine can do with our beloved potato outside of French fries, mashed potato, and chips. This potato julienne dish is very, very popular in China. Let's salute potato!
I'd get that one.
Yeah. Just to salute the potato.
Yeah, I salute potato regardless, man. Owner's comments on this one. It has curry flavor. Don't expect it to be so tasty. But it's a, but it's a safe choice and make you happy. Mickey, hey! I expect your next menu to be something in the vein of this because this is brilliant.
So honest.
I'd be okay with it.
The man's pure honesty is winning me over and making me want to visit his restaurant.
He's genius.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Everybody's talking about this guy right now.
And you want to try all those things just to see if they're so tasty or not.
Yeah.
I mean, he's saying like that one's, it's not so tasty, but it'll make you happy.
Okay.
It's a good choice. Yeah. The restaurant's owner, Fegang Fei, I think that's how that's pronounced, probably not, told the Today Show that he started writing the descriptions after he realized that some patrons were unaware of the ingredients in a dish and were caught off guard by some spice levels.
Okay.
Quote, we had a lot of traditional items on the menu, and customers would order something totally not what they wanted, he said. Something would be really greasy or really spicy or have bones, and customers would not touch at all. So I asked them why. I saw a lot of frustration, so after that, I started writing the comments.
Aww.
I love that. I love he wanted to explain what the dishes are, you know, which is like, admittedly, I mean, I know like the Chinese restaurant right around the corner from me here, we have their menu. It's like 5 pages long.
Yeah,
there's
sure.
like 5 million different dishes that you can get. And I'm like, I don't know what half this stuff could possibly be.
Right.
So this at least solves that problem.
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? He's like, go ahead, order it. You don't know what you're getting? I'm going to explain it to you.
I love that you kind of can picture him at home one night and they were like, we got to explain this menu. And he's like, okay. So he sits down with the menu and he like is in bed, like writing what he thinks they taste like. And he's like, well, I never tried this one yet. So I guess I'll just put this. I'm not sure.
It was a speech to text. Like,
yeah.
So it's just, he just went with what he got.
I've got one more to end this segment with.
Perfect.
His comments in this one. Personally, I don't like plates with intestines. And I tried not to eat them until we opened a new restaurant in Montreal downtown. So many people asked about this. As a business owner, sometimes you have to do something you may not like to do. Kidding. I like this plate. Recommend it, even though I won't eat it often. P.S. After having it several times, I really like this one. It's one of my new favorites now. If you don't try, you never know what you have missed.
Oh, well, that's good advice for life.
He ends on a little bit of, philosophical life advice. I like that.
What I don't get is on the Today Show, he was talking perfectly normally, at least by that quote. But he has such broken English when he's typing stuff.
Well, that might have something to do with the way written speech, like it doesn't really always communicate
as easy as speaking.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, especially English, where like 55 different words have the exact same sound and they're all spelled differently and they mean different things.
So maybe he could speak it, he just can't write it.
Could very
well
be true.
Yeah.
Easy enough to understand.
Yep.
But that's, I love that.
I do too.
Like I said,
I was really waiting. I thought this was going to go in a different direction where, like, they had to explain there wasn't cat in a dish.
Oh, my God.
That's what I was waiting for.
Have you seen that meme where it's, like,
not.
The sign outside the Chinese restaurant that says, we no see you cat, stop asking.
Try
new chicken and rice. It's perfect.
That's awesome.
I'm like, this is somebody that's leaning into it, and I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. Like I said, your next menu needs to have,
definitely,
like, Mickey's personal descriptions.
Please.
Like, this grilled cheese ain't so bad, but what are you going to do? It's grilled cheese. Everybody likes it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Please, please.
Up next, we get into our listener active, and we ask you a very important question.
You could pay attention to the ramblings of a star-craving mad person. Or you can listen to us. It's basically the same thing, just less bone-crushing depressing. We are a freak accident.
Oh, I didn't know what they were saying at first. Sorry, Nick.
I mean, that speaks to a generation, really.
Multiple generations.
Yeah, so the question posed was one that we found online in a Study Finds is the source. Study Finds. Because it's filled with studies that find various results of questions that are asked.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
The name of the website is Study Finds. They know what they were doing.
In case you were wondering, Study Finds. They find
and
studies.
And this study from Study Finds finds that 57% of Americans say that they would rather have a day off, an extra day off per month, versus having a little extra money.
Hmm.
Which is interesting because that's the question that was brought up. Mm-hmm. So would you rather get a 10% raise or get one extra day off a month?
See, there's an interesting thing to think about this, too. How much you get paid and how much you would make in that one
day.
Yeah,
what is 10%? Because, like, 10% of, like,
200
$12 yeah. is, like, what? You know, yeah. it's, like, a couple of pennies. Versus 10% of, like, you know, if you're making...
Yeah,
like, you know, $25. That's that might be a little bit more. You know what I mean? Like, but it adds up over time. Mm. You know, if you're working a lot of hours,
as long as you don't get taxed on it,
right? Yeah, which I am shocked that nobody brought up in the comments. Deez wasn't there wagging his weird logic, you know, in our faces. I mean, it's really. It's remarkable that this is the one that everybody chose to just give a straight answer.
Where it could have been easy.
I'm sitting there thinking, like, you know, you're already doing the math. You're saying, well, you know, one extra day off, is it a paid day or is it not a paid day? Do I get paid all 4 days? In which case, I might take 10%, but is the 10% taxed at the regular state revenue? It's like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh.
You know that, but no, they didn't do that.
Yeah, what? That was weird.
We did it for
we
them.
We did it. Yeah. Maybe that's why they didn't. They're like, I'm not going to do it now that they said it.
Yeah.
The universe needs to balance. Yeah. Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
So I pose this question now to us here on the show. Would you rather 10% more money or an extra day off per month?
Yes.
Is the question.
I'm
answering yes.
No. Just because I know what I do on my days off, nothing.
Yeah.
I'll take the 10% money so I could, I know I could do more with that than a day off mm-hmm. per month.
Okay. Fair enough.
I went through this a lot of different ways. Because first thing I did was, how much money do you make in a week? Would it be like 10% of what you make and all that kind of stuff? How much
is it on the gross or on the net?
I really went through it a lot because I wanted to make an educated answer here.
She was like, what is that movie where they, Rain Man? She said,
I have a whiteboard in my living room now.
She's Galifianakis at the end of Hangover when they're in the casino.
So I'm going to go with the money too.
You're going to go with money?
Yeah, I'm going money. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you either balance your work life or you make a little extra money, and an extra day off a month is not going to get me to get stuff done. I need like to take the actual vacation week to get stuff done.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the extra money.
See, I'm going to be the contrarian here because I would take the extra day off a month just because like I am not actually like money motivated. I am much more motivated in like being able to live my life. You know what I mean? And being able to leave work, you know, and enjoy the fruits of my labor as opposed to just laboring all the time and being so concerned about that and driven by that. So like to me, I know Mickey's already queuing up a follow up question, but like to me, the one job that I worked years back had a really solid time off policy to the point where I had so much PTO that I was able to take a day off almost every month. And it was always something to look forward to. You know what I mean? Because it was like, oh, it's cool. I'll have a long weekend every month. Like, that's cool. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't even always about getting stuff done. It was just like, hey, you know what? I get to not have to go to work, and I could stay at home and enjoy reading a book or enjoy playing video games or, like, you know, enjoy working on, you know, something, getting something done around the house. Maybe it's only one thing that I get done. It's a day that I don't have to spend at work. And to me, that's, like, more valuable than making a couple extra bucks a paycheck. Mickey, your follow-up question.
I feel like you should be first.
Because I'm
thinking... She looks
like
she's ready to drive that unicorn horn right through my eye.
I'm just thinking, like, I've managed the work-life balance, so...
Good for you.
I'm past the how much money am I making to how much time am I getting. So I guess that's why the money was just an easier answer.
Good for you. I've been on both sides of that, though. I've had a really terrible work-life balance, and I've had a better work-life balance.
Also, I would say maybe my answer might be different had this not be coming on the end of a COVID year
where I'm all home that time a lot.
Yeah.
Because I feel like now it's like, I don't know what to do with my time at home. I don't need more time. I need more money. So maybe my frame of reference is a little...
Could be.
And that's the same with me. Not that I don't have an income coming in, but I'm home mm-hmm. all the time. Mm-hmm. So the money seems a little...
Would that change things? Maybe. But yeah, right now the money to me, I agree. Same thing. Like,
I could use some extra bucks.
Yeah. I mean, if you're making $1,000 a week, that's mm-hmm. 100 extra bucks a week.
Right.
If you get the 10% extra
pay. If you
get
a day, 8 hours in a day, $400, right? $400. Even if you tax it, how much are you making on that extra day?
Right, yeah.
How much is your time worth?
Well, that's the thing. If it's a paid day, you're essentially getting paid to not work.
Right.
I mean, you know, some listener feedback. We had Emily say 10% raise.
Mm.
That wants more money.
Right in there.
L said 10% raise. Not like we could do anything with the days off right now anyway, but see, she's coming from the COVID mindset where I'm thinking more in terms of world back to normal,
right,
which we're going to get back to eventually.
Might change things. I don't know. Sure.
Mike says day off means nothing really. Give me 10% more money.
Mike's got my mentality.
Yeah. And Hello Nurse says, uh-oh, I'm in the minority, but a day off is marvelous.
Because she wants to hang out with you.
That is definitely not what it is. She just doesn't want to have to be a healthcare worker for one day a month. That'd be nice where she didn't have to worry about it.
I try to make it romantic. I don't know.
When you look at me, do you think romance?
You're right. Okay.
I rest my case.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think, though. Would you take the money or would you take the day off? Freaks at afreakaccident.com. And we will revisit this if we must. Up next, what are some of the biggest pet peeves around the country? We'll cover that before we end the show.
Be a part of the show. Go to afreakaccident.com and click on connect. That's afreakaccident.com. Click on connect.
These are my pet peeves. How many times is my toaster gonna burn my toast? Why is there that saying I don't think I even know? When I want my headphones nice and tight and my pocket magically ties.
He's got a whole list.
Yep.
It's wild.
He's upset.
Yeah, it's not a pet peeve. No. This guy has mental issues.
we've all got our pet peeves, though. Things that really, really bother us. Really, I think like the pet peeves thing is it's like, it's not necessarily something serious, right?
Right.
It's just something that bothers you specifically.
It's a tick.
Yeah. It's like, you know, other people may not find it to be really problematic at all, but mm-hmm. to you, it's just a needle.
Mm-hmm.
It just needles mm-hmm. you right in this.
Yeah,
it's
needly.
Needly. Yeah. So, do we have any particular pet peeves?
Yes.
Us here that we can think of off the top of our heads? Wow, he said that really, really quick and with much gusto.
Oh, I was the gustiest
all week. He's like, yeah, I can't wait.
Can't wait.
People that eat with their mouths open.
Mm.
The noise, yeah.
Oh my god, I just want to.
Somebody's hair just stood up on the back of their neck from that ASMR, though, and that person's like, whoa. They're so insulted.
For that, yeah.
No, I remember my dad used to do that all the time when he ate. And I think that's where it came from, growing up around it. And I just cannot stand that sound. Ooh.
That'll do it.
Yep, that's mine. 100%.
Mine is people that can't throw trash away when the trash can is literally inches from where you threw the trash.
Ooh.
Drives me nuts. At work, I'll go in to like start my shift and I'll look at the counter and there's like a napkin that is trash, clearly. Like a foot from the trash can. Why? Just throw it away. It's right there.
Any kind of littering, really? Like in my head, it's like, you know what? You had to get that to where you are somehow. That means you had to carry it there. You can carry it back. You don't need to just drop it wherever you are.
But I'm with Kara. That's definitely the worst is when you see it right next to a garbage can.
It's right there. Just do it. Yeah, but that's one of, I mean, I have a lot, but that's one of them. Yeah,
humanity.
I have a lot. I have a lot.
Humanity.
Did you make that song?
Yeah, I'm in with that guy.
Humanity is mostly trash themselves. Mm, so, sure, I mean, yeah. You know, that's, yeah, Mickey.
I think when I explain how to do something to somebody or do something, and
do
then.
Do something, do something.
Yeah, yeah. Where well, my brain's going.
Explain to somebody.
Yeah.
Explain the instructions to somebody. And I ask if they got it, and they go, mm-hmm. And 2 seconds later, they turn around, oh, how do I do this again?
Yeah.
Oh,
like, no.
That is annoying.
That is such mm-hmm. a boss.
It yeah. is. Well, yeah, it's annoying.
That is manager Mickey.
Nah. Yeah, yeah, it's coming out.
It is
yeah.
a massive pet peeve,
that's not
though.
That's like, not Icky Mickey, that's Mickey manager. Yeah. She's, like, really upset. Yeah.
She's right, and though.
It, because just be honest with me. If yeah. you don't get it, okay, fine. We will go over
I'd
it
rather
please say it
again.
One more time.
But when you act like, oh, yeah, I've got it. Everything's good. And 2 seconds.
What?
Yeah.
That's
I remember that one time before the show, you had to call up that guy that you worked with,
mm-hmm.
and he didn't know what he was doing, and he literally sounded like that. I remember.
No, that's what I said.
What do I do?
Oh yeah, she was on the phone with him for like 20 minutes, trying to teach him how to like eject the drawer on the cash register, and he couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. How about you?
For me, I'm gonna go more in line with. I was trying to think, like, what's one in particular? And you saying eating with your mouth open triggered this memory. And I think it might just be because of the one place I worked where this guy who sat at a desk near mine would just do this all day. I can't stand when people, like, slurp their snots up into their brain. Like rather than just blow your nose.
Yeah.
You know, but instead, no, you'll sit there, and every couple seconds, he's just going.
But it sounds like snot. Not yeah. even like ours is like
dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like
yeah.
snot.
He's got actual
yeah.
boogers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah
and every couple seconds, he would just sit there going. And it's like you just hear it slurp up into his brain cavity, and I'm just like,
I want to throw up.
Not only is it gross,
it is gross. I know. It's
not
gross.
Only is it gross, but I'm just like, blow your nose! Yeah. Like there's tissues everywhere in here.
You can avoid that.
Yeah, seriously, yeah. like yeah, it's totally right. avoidable. Like, what? And I don't get like that's just
Yeah,
just
no, you're right.
The feeling of if you ever do it yourself, too, it's not a comfortable feeling
no.
when you do that.
No.
Why would you keep doing that?
Because right. then it goes into the back of your throat.
Yeah. It's yeah. not better.
Every couple seconds, 8
Ew.
Hours a day,
no.
every day of the week, he would just do that.
I think we triggered Chris.
Why are you so unhealthy?
I know a guy that does this. He like...
What is he, a cat?
Sort
is
of
he
like,
a cat?
Yeah. He sounds like he's yeah. getting it ready for like a hairball.
Yeah.
But it's like... He's not blowing his nose, but he's not sucking it in, but he's like halfway like pushing it. Oh, it's the worst sound. It's
yeah.
like the worst nervous tic
it's
ever.
It's the same kind of thing. Just
oh,
either
awful.
Blow your
it's
nose,
awful.
Clear your throat, or do something.
Do one or the other.
These half measures are accomplishing nothing.
Yeah, it's terrible.
They're making
it's terrible.
Things worse.
Yeah.
That's right. So
on that note.
These are some pet peeves from around the country.
Okay.
And a lot of these are lumped into groups of states. Okay.
Yeah, and then they have a whole map of this on this website.
So I'm going to go from 7 up. I'm just going to list the pet peeves, and then if we want to know a
yeah.
specific state, we'll go in there. 5 pet peeves got 1 state each. In Nebraska, it's laziness. In Alaska, it's nail biting.
Hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Wyoming, passive aggressive behavior.
Well,
I guess they don't.
I feel
a lot.
Like always that's
yeah. Maryland is being too pessimistic.
Life.
Being too happy?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Oh, you're annoying.
Well, no, pessimistic.
Oh, no,
is,
pessimistic.
Yeah.
Opposite.
Yeah, yeah.
So, why are you so sad? Instead of trying to get the person help,
yeah, right.
they're annoyed
How
by
Stop being
you.
Upset!
Stop crying!
The only state where traffic is the top pet peeve is Delaware.
Not even Pennsylvania?
That's weird that,
yeah.
like, it's not, like...
Pennsylvania doesn't have traffic.
No, but we have terrible roads, so
no,
I feel like...
it's different.
Here's my thing with Pennsylvania. We do have traffic, but when we do, there is no reason for
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
that's
true.
The problem.
You're
like,
right.
New York, L.A.,
yeah.
major metropolitan areas,
it.
I get. There's millions of people who live 5 blocks away from each other, mm-hmm. and they're all trying to get to the same place at
right.
the same time.
Yep.
Here, it's like... the traffic on the highway is backed up for 10 miles mm-hmm. because someone merged mm-hmm. 55 yep. minutes ago, and nobody's figured out how to compensate for that yet.
That's yeah. exactly it.
So there's another pet peeve from Crisco.
Because you get there, you're like, I wonder why we're backed up this much. And you get to like the point where supposedly it's happening, yeah. and there's nothing there.
Literally, there is an on-ramp up by Montage Mountain yeah. going north at rush hour every day. It's backed up all the way to Pittston, which is like yep. a good 7 to 10 miles. Mm-hmm. And it's the same. It's for the same reason every day. People are merging into traffic and the people on the highway don't know how to adjust. And yep. it's like the exit is there every day. It doesn't move. It's not like you're surprised yeah. one day like, oh God, when did they put yeah. this in? You mm-hmm. know it's there. Get into the other lane or slow down like a little bit and allow that car in and then just keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. Like it's not tough.
Well, now I want to know what our state is. Pennsylvania. Yeah. What
Pennsylvania
is
number 5. But number 6 first is public displays of affection.
Yeah.
yeah.
I'm not a fan
yeah.
of PDA.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, what's funny is Nevada is one of those states. I feel wow. like things happening in Vegas probably go
Vegas.
Really too really too far in public displays of affection territory.
I remember my first Vegas. I can't tell what they were doing on the subway thing.
Yeah. I don't want to know, actually.
I'll tell you afterwards.
Oh, okay. Can't be said on the show, though. Gotcha.
No, it really can't be said on this show.
Oh.
Well, all right, then. See, that's what I mean.
Got
so
it.
I understand, Nevada. I get it. I feel you.
Yeah, that's why they keep so many secrets there.
Number 5, this is where Pennsylvania lands. Littering.
How? What?
Which I don't get because people in this state litter. Well, maybe that's why it's a pet peeve, because it's so prevalent, it seems.
And here's an extra story. Not just being mad about people not hitting the trash can. A couple weeks ago, I went to McDonald's, of course, because why not? And I'm pulling out of the drive thru.
She said it like it's such a sinful thing.
It is. I don't often go there.
McDonald's.
But I did. And I'm in the drive thru.
And I had a French fry.
I did. That's a French fry and a cheeseburger.
Oh,
but anyway,
my God.
I'm pulling out and this car in front of me has just stopped. But coincidentally, they had New Jersey license plates. And they're in front of me and they're just like sitting there.
Shame.
And I'm like, come on, pull forward. I'm ready to go. And they're waiting. And then I see the hand come out and I see wrappers fall. And then I see the hand come out again and like another wrapper falls on the ground. I'm like, are you kidding me? I actually rolled down my window. Don't know what I was thinking. I'm like, can you move it to the trash can? I'm like, you don't need to throw it on the ground. And they just like rolled up their window and went forward. And that was it. They left it on the ground. And that was making me mad because, first of all, you stopped and blocked me in the drive-thru, number one. I was ready to go. And number two, the trash can is like 4 feet ahead of you.
Yeah.
Can I ask you this?
What?
Did you stop and pick it up?
I didn't.
All talk, no walk, yep. this one. She's,
you're right, and that makes me feel bad now. But I didn't because, also, I don't know. Like, you don't know.
I don't care. I just pick it up.
Number four is bragging. 5 states fall into that category, okay. among them Mississippi and North Dakota.
Really?
What's anybody in North Dakota got to brag about anyway?
Mississippi, we have a long state name.
Oh, yeah.
We have all of the S's. Number 3, when someone else's kids won't behave. That's where Florida lands.
Really?
Yeah. The biggest pet peeve in Florida is people's kids not behaving. Yeah, that's the problem.
So they snort alligator crap.
Crap.
They have alligators walking in their yard. They marry alligators.
Oh my gosh.
Kids misbehaving is their problem?
It's where they draw the line.
Yeah, that's where they draw the line. Yeah, yeah. Our methed out local homeless man is literally using an alligator as a weapon against other people, but it's the kids who won't sit down when their meal is served that bothers me. Maybe that's why. Like, everything in Florida is so weird normally that, like, they're just used to it.
Do you think it's because there's a lot of seniors in Florida, and by at this point, they're kind of like, I'm over done it. With the little kids
These
kind
whippersnappers!
Of thing. Yeah.
Yeah, probably. That could be. Yeah.
I don't know.
Number 2 is burping.
Oh my gosh.
You see, I don't see what's wrong with that because it's like farting. Everybody
yeah, you
does
have to
it.
Do it.
Yeah.
Now,
I think some people do it in excess.
That's where New York lands.
Burping?
Yeah, New York and New Jersey burping.
Like what? Do, like people They're show it off? Or are they like, hey guys, watch this? Ha ha. and then like do a giant burp, show it off, and that's when they get mad.
There's just roving bands of burp gangs running around New York and New Jersey,
crime.
Upsetting the populace.
yeah, the Bloods, the Crips, and the belly burpers.
Yeah, they go up, they knock on your door, and then rather than you know, smashing your windows, they just stick their heads in and burp and then run away.
You want to hear something awful my dad used to do to his sister, my aunt? When they were younger, he would eat a lot of radishes. He would burp in her room for like a half hour.
Oh, no.
And what he did was he turned the doorknob the opposite way. So she would he would annoy her. She'd run into her room. He'd lock her in there.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
That's like funny, though.
Number one.
Oh, yeah.
The biggest pet peeve in 15 states and number one overall is slow internet. I'm surprised that that isn't a problem around here because I mean, the internet around here in a couple places that I've lived is terrible.
See, I don't have a problem.
Lucky
it's
you.
Irritating.
Let me guess,
if
Massachusetts
slow,
falls
like,
under the slow internet?
Yeah.
Mm. Massachusetts was actually burping.
Oh.
They were number two. Yeah. Hmm. Slow internet complaining states: Arizona, California, Silicon Valley's
really
in California.
California?
Well, you're right next to the internet itself.
They're
in physical
together. Of course, they're annoyed when it doesn't work.
Oh yeah, sure. Colorado, Idaho, Indiana, Minnesota, Maine, Oregon, Utah, Vermont, Washington, Wisconsin. See, a lot of these places though are like not like rural states, so that maybe that's why like the rural states have learned how to get on without internet, and they're just used to not having a solid connection. Whereas these other places, your internet connection drops off, and it's like, oh come on, I'm in the middle of working on something. I have to wait a whole 30 seconds for this podcast to download rather than the normal 5.
Oh, gosh, imagine the days of like signing on with like a dial up.
Oh god. Oh. Yeah.
You're like,
listen,
in 5 minutes I should be signed in.
She's making that noise and I'm having like a Vietnam flashback. I could see the helicopters in my head.
And then the phone rings.
Yeah. You're like, oh, I'm knocked offline.
Yeah. Oh, I almost want to hit people for doing that.
Yeah. Especially like when you're early days of Napster, you're trying to download a song over dial-up internet, and then your grandma calls and it's like, Grandma, no! How am I supposed to get my Limp Bizkit song?
I'm trying to get down with the Nookie. Yeah, the Nookie.
Exactly.
So I can get that cookie
and stick it in your yeah.
I never got that. Yeah, that is not an edited version.
Yeah, he censored himself. It's the weirdest thing.
Stick it in your yeah.
Anyway, that does it for this show.
Damn you, Limp Bizkit.
Kara!
No.
You don't have to do it because I'm going to do it this week.
Yes!
She is drunk and I don't want to be here for another 15 minutes.
I have no pet peeve about that.
I was like, where was that going?
I'll tell you where the listener should be going, and that's to a freakaccident.com. Yeah. That's the letter A, freakaccident.com. Click podcast. Every single episode we've ever done is listed right there. You could go to the Connect page, find links to us on social media, so the next time we do a listener active, you can get involved. We've got our shop. Which, guess what? How do you get there? You click on shop. We make it super easy. We got a t-shirt there, $19.99. It's actually a cool shirt, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's not just a freaking show logo. That's boring. It's a little bit more interesting, at least. You can request free stickers there as well by filling out the form. Most important thing, though, to help us, and it's the barely takes any effort from you to really help our show. All you have to do is subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, whether it's on Spotify or Apple or Google or wherever it is. You subscribe to us. That helps us more than you might realize. And leaving a good review will help us as well. Helping us the most will be doing what?
Sharing us with your friends.
Telling people that you know and like that you know about and like this show. You know, spread the word.
But the best thing they could do is download our show, and thank you for doing that.
Yes, absolutely. And you've already done that. And we hope you'll be back next week, which if you're subscribed, it'll automatically drop right into your device. But next week on the show, we will be unveiling
Kara's OnlyFans.
Yeah, you got it.
In addition to that, we will be unveiling the stipulation for the Super Bowl bet this year.
Yeah, what will happen to the losers?
A horrible thing happened last year, and you can see the ramifications on our YouTube page.
It was awful.
It was pretty great.
And if you have answers to our questions on our Instagram page, please head there.
Yeah, if you have an idea for what the loser should have to do if they lose the Super Bowl bet this year, you can email, comment on Instagram, whatever it is that you need to do. Our email, of course, is freaks@afreakaccident.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next week. I'm Crisco.
I'm Lazy.
I'm Kara.
I'm Mickey, and we're reminding you,
you might think you have it all figured out
until a freak accident happens.
Dolly!
Party's over, dude.
Now I bring you the worst news ever. The show is over. If you're the kind of person who doesn't learn from their mistakes, a freak accident will be back with an all-new episode next week.
Thou shalt not miss it.
A Freak Accident is a Solar Flare Media production. All rights reserved. Intro music is licensed under Creative Commons BY-NC-ND 3.0. Thunder Rock, performed by Magic Studio. Thanks for listening.